dabei Lotte Barfeu Ishmael Tosoi, bei Yitzhak Eish, bei Yeshua Lev Teres, bei Akribu Vosne Hashem Eish Sova, Asher Leit Tiva Oysa.
Yeah,
I always say last week. So the Pasuk says what the case of Nadav Barbeer. But somehow the Gemara and the Roshim have many dates. Peru Alach Ne Rabon Shoyayin Shekvar is high with the Sinai, because she hit the Mishnah Lola Arei the Tassimcha. Nisha Lenosu Noshim, Dombu Eidi Shavoy Lonu, Lopika Chosim, Kimu Firya Virginia. Shnichus Kru, Bulei Lachita Shatayim Arflayim, Nisha Six One, Shavoy Nothin Eitzos Emizer. And the seventh is Nisha Ombu Mosa Yamusu Shneis Kim Halolu, Baniva Tor, the finest of Adora. I don't know, maybe many more, but I haven't looked down that I just gave seven. But this is a little bit of a pillow for us. I don't know what this one is. Assemble it, it's a list of them, it's a list of Hatoyim. And it shouldn't be a Hatoyim for Doshim, which Moshe said to pray by a Kaddish. Why do they leave the Pshutei Shalom, the Pshutei Shalom? Why do they want to leave the Pshutei Shalom Mikra? Kamenevsky. Right, go up and wants to say something in this fashion. It says, Hazar or bothered. It's not our problem. What happened at the station? What over? And they didn't do Kibbin in the place where Moshe and Aaron are there. So, of necessity, must be that whole lot of work if they happen. But still, the question remains, now he puts it, our graphic puts it, he says that, Eich molom libom lo heilos the mocha mosh hamein. So Chazal looked for the sheresh from where this Easter came. And therefore, they came to the conclusion of necessity there must have been a schach of Gassa Saruach over here. Schach of Gassa Saruach. And how did these station become nishul? What you must say, I want to use this word because I think it says, Rehoysa Dachon Shlema in Mantokas Mishkabeno Rosh Hashanah. Not Chatashonim. Not Chatashon, but Oifen Ishi. But they said, I leave our throne the finest of our door. It wasn't me. We've been the finest of the door of Yosef Bitera. We're from it. Personal note up here sometimes I hear Sean. She wouldn't say that it's a rob or something like that. We're from her. That's for sure. Now, actually, Shuri Yahin, he wasn't yet Osir. He wasn't yet Osir, but there's a Shuri Sarash on that. Pero la pasan la tiesta, 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 cuestión. ¿Se wonder si dice su idea? Bueno, I tell you one dumb thing. And actually, so must be, Ephes or Suyayin, so must be that, after all, there was an emissary against him, could have been. It was that day, that was the day was his Han Kufa Abaito. He made a Suda. He made a Suda's mitzvah. When someone goes in with Chinuch, he makes a Suda. So they were a Shikurim, they were a Suyayin, but this is also. They could have been afraid, they could have been fearful to be wise in the day that they have to do the Avodah. That's the end of the Avodah. But there were the Gisu Dap, and that was also some Gas Sarua, and Avodah Sashina. And also, therefore, Chazal said, so therefore, in Sinai, they also lost the Shosu when they were the Yaksoes Alekir. They showed you how each one developed. And Saul will say that my nosu noshim because of precious, so Chazal went the site that home, and they found betrayed that over here also was Gasus Havuah. Over here also was Gasus Havuah. But what did they say? They said, Abu Eimi Shaboi Lomu. So there's a simon of Gata Sahua, and the main thing that I saw over here was the Gata Sahua saying that about the big Rabbe, the feathers. That's what he was saying. We don't listen. We're come. And therefore, each person has a Nekuda, and Yaakov says that each person has a Nekuda Merkazis, which keeps them from sin. But if you look in Chazal, you'll find that sometimes there's a Kaf Echot that's Machia on him, Kol Kator. In Katoya Odom, there's a Kaf, one Kaf, that calls the Katoya Odom. And therefore, over here, they found a Gassus Havua, and therefore, Chazal felt open. More in the Toshin, straight out of the cup of the toilet. So,
I think today I'd like to cover two main topics. One Rav Tashmisho, and the other one Libun, and with it, I think, essentially wrote to Libun Hagola by emphasizing the Kalim that required Daft Libun, Daft Hagola, and we'll finish off also how you make Libun, how you make Hagola. First, the problem of defining the class of Kli, Legabe Hershelo. And here there's a toss that crept in because of, Shimshu Deitzorkon. There's magic of Kabbalah Kapoto, as I made reference to, does not refer to specific temperatures, or specifically exactly Kabbalah Kapoto. The Kukach is an expression referring to class of object, class of Kli. Kavolo Kapota must be interpreted, if it is Libun B'Tashmisho, it needs Libun B'Hershero. If it's Hagola B'Tashmisho, it needs Hagola B'Hershero. Namele, you first must classify a Kli, where it belongs. Is it in the class of Hagola, Kosher Yobo B'Eish, Tavil B'Eish, Libun, Kosher Yobo B'Mayim, Tavil B'Mayim, Hagola as well as the din of Tzvilas Kelim, which the first complication comes in a Kli that fits into more than one class. Memele, it should work both ways. If this is Deras HaKosov from Guli Midian, Kli Shet Tashmisho B'Hashel B'Hashel, then just classify the Kli.
Is it because the isha stays in the kli deeper when it's to libun,
stays in there longer when it came in there to libun, and therefore Hagbola can't take it out? You see in the Achronim, the Pesach Frank has a whole series trying to analyze why Hagbola doesn't help on a dover that saw libun. Is it that Hagbola doesn't have the ability to take it all out because libun drives the isha in deeper? Or is it because libun drives in the isha not deeper, but makes it bind stronger, and therefore Hagola cannot break the binding power of the isha?
I feel a total, I don't think that's fair. I think we're dealing here with the person of Halakha Mishnah Sinai. It's a problem that don't lend itself easily to scientific analysis or to rational human explanations. They are the halacha of Hagola cannot be subjected even to the finest methods of analysis that we have today to determine quantification of the isur that is Balua Tokakli. Clearly you all understand that nothing magical happens when I look at a stainless steel pot. That suddenly the stainless steel was now converted to protein, fat, and carbohydrate, and it represents a hunk of chazer shaped like a pot. That you be able to shine in the kulo. So, halachas, we're dealing with halachas that indeed, always, once you pass the initial axiom that Chazal set down, halachas l'moshe m'sinai, after that the rational mind takes over. But you can't back up too far. And that the Ramban says, the Mechusim Menach al Tachto, you accept it because for the growth of David, for the medium is Kiddushu, like the Gemara Nevei Yisrael says, and we accept it as a Kiddushu.
Memele, there's nothing irrational by saying, Dovol Shetashmisho Bo'o, only 10 times, but Hagola was used, or the meaning, roasting was used 100 times.
I therefore classify this as a Kli that falls into the category of Tabiru Bamoyim, and Hagola will help.
Aye, what happened with the Isur that stuck in there from the 10 times that he used it without the medium of liquid, that he used it dry on the fire?
Whatever it is, it doesn't change the halakha. That's the fundamental makokis, Machabah and the Hamor, and Rov Tashmisho. The Machabah holds that Rov Tashmisho identifies the class of the Kli. Once it does, I'm a posuk, I go with the posuk. The Hamor treats the Rov Tashmisho problem as a Kli that has a mixed category. For the fact that it was used dry, agave oil, with the fish of a fish of oil, you also used it by Hagola. There's no mitzvah to identify the Kli Dafke as belonging to one class. It can belong to two classes. Namely, if you're Magil, you still haven't satisfied the requirement of Kosha Yavavesh Hadilvesh. That's what the Machaber says. Chaylim Shemeshamshim Behem Al Deo, that's in Tofnun Aleph Dalit. Kagan Shpudim Asklos Yotzurem Tzichen Libun. Vahalibun Hu Achie Yun Itzotzos Itoz Mehem. Right? That's Libun. And then in Vav it says, Kol Kli Hochen Bo Acha Rov Tashmisho. Hilkov calls Afafisha for Omim Mishamshimem Bikli Rishnaleis. Then even Sharov Tashmishnu the Irish Marale Miklirishon, Kaku Hershevin. He gives the example of Moshul a cup. Your mother, your wife, didn't have a ladle. She'll take a cup and use the cup as a ladle. We'll discuss ladle as a special halachic problem. Well, now it's a Kli, Shedish Samish Bo, like the Klirishon. Right? Therefore, it needs a Gola. If you use it the normal method of the cliche, even cliche is not the kasher. The Yesh Machmirim Dramo says, the Hagel Hakoz the cliche. The Chainu Aminat, the Chain Koldavo Sheshoch Hashem and the Shamjo of the cliche and Kapos Chedomo is there, right? Therefore, this is but comes down and you can line them up again. And this two, the Rishonim, whether you go Basarov Tashmisha or don't go Basarov Tashmisha. Interesting, Orach HaShulchan, not here in Pesach Pesach, but the Orach HaShulchan in Hilchos Hechsher Kelim in Simen Kuf Chof Aleph. Kuf Chof Aleph in the Sif Yud Aleph, he poses an obvious question, one that should occur to everybody. Anybody who ever ate cholent. What is a cholent pot? The pot in which your mother makes cholent into the kli, shetashmisho, are they all or not? That remains when you get to that cholent pot, on the bottom of that cholent pot, you find something there that doesn't look like it had any contact with water. It's burnt on, hard, crust. Or what do you do if you, as happens sometimes, if you go away and the pot water boils out, and you now have the pot, a dry pot, on the fire. That converts it now to a kli shetashmisho deo. This is the question. Kosa Rabbeinu Abayseisa b'siv dalet. Where's the real shayla come in? Here's an example. Cholm pot is interesting. Because there you can have the top half of the pot require a hagole and the bottom half of the pot require a libri. But where do you have a kli that really has that real shayla? No? A frying pan. Yeah. Normally, put a little oil in. No, nowadays you have frying pans, no stick frying pans, you use no oil in there whatsoever. If such a pan becomes safe, how do you touch it? Bahagolo or believe it? Not an uncommon shayla for those who have Polish maids in the house. Since they're none of them are smarter than the Pope, so too smart they cannot be. And they say the Pope has on his slippers embroidered TGIF. Right? To tell him that toes go in first. So she forgets, and she puts butter in a feshke pan. Butter in a feshke pan is not with a tashmisha deo. Puts a piece of meat in a milchike pan. Yet most of the time, the machbas is used. With oil, butter, something in there with a medium of liquid. So how would you classify a machbas? Kosa Rabbeinu Abayseisa b'siv dalet, and this is a kuf chof aleph. Machbas shemetagnin bo, and this is yodeya kuf chof aleph. Sorry, don't want to confuse you, right? Hafati shaleinyan chametz b'pesach daila b'hagola, inyan shari surim tzricha libud. He says in the Shitaso that Chometz b'Pesach is a terebola, Chometz b'Pesach is a terebola. Namele, a terebola, he says it's enough that you, to Bahagola, Linyashari, Isurim, Tzichin Libun. The Dad, Arashbo, Varosh, Mecholokim, Bemachbas, Arashbo, Kosal, Mistavali, Shosabachba, Shomatechas, Shemedakim, Bobosa, Vedogim, Beshemin, Ein Laher, Shehala, Believer. Shepomim mitagnim ba b'shemen mu'ud. Rov ha'pomim shemen shebo kola v'choz masifim u'pomim ha'shenei ma'alach ha'pikulo. V'ibolat yisur mimokom shein ha'shemen tzof olof. Havolei kitashmish od ha'yesh. Tzof libut. Rosh kosa v'u machbas yeshomim lo sagle ba'adola v'lo mistab ha'taymei. Dimbonu lochosh roze im kein kol kideru shomateches pomim mechesron ha'morok magdiya ha'tavshu v'nisra v'nit bakl d'fari ha'kideru yitztachu libut. Fundamental machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashbo, right? What do you worry whether it is a mere tashmish or significant? The Rashbo says clearly, if in the same frying pan, if the oil doesn't go somehow to play kulo, the part of the frying pan is dry, then it becomes tashmish or deo. The other part is tashmish or deo. So then it becomes a cliche of tashmish is in two ways, and you have to be conscious for the mere tashmish. Rav Shurim doesn't set this up as a machlokes in Rov and Nir Tashmisha, but that's the same machlokes. And again, the only thing the master is like I told you. whether we treat Hagolah and Hesher Kalim with the Kabbalah Kachpolto, then the Chumrit, you have no choice but to worry about it. It was used once B'Yisuf, I have to mean it, once B'Yisuf, 10 times B'Yisuf. If that Hagolah is not adequate to take out that Yisuf, who cares how often we use it? Derech Yisulo, meaning dry, that requires English. If, however, it's this Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that Kalim are classified into different categories, and Mamela, once it's classified as a cliche Tashmisha or they all, the fact that it is used normally by Hagola and sometimes are they all doesn't change its classification. That's say one Halacha Lamaisa Naftamina will be. We have to do a Tal Shitis. If you need to look for a Kule, you have a Kule that Rabbi Pesach especially. You classify a Tehabola, everybody knows that. That's a special act. So we have, most of the Hagolos that we have have to do with Nessa. So you can start the sheet of white. It's a Taylor Bola. And if it's not both, if it's not Tashmisha or the Hagola, then you can master to the Mark, as indeed a lot of my sister, the Bishop is master Hagola, Smakpas. For Pesach, his master does require legal. And that's likewise Shaila, if you want to get into, you can figure out yourself in your learning. What happens, the usual shayla that we have, tepoletto shayla, I have a middle of the frying pan, which was used with fleshings, ain't a ben yomo. In ben yomo is yisurubara. But ain't ben yomo is not yisurubara. Right? Ain't ben yomo, I have milk and meat in this frying pan, but not yisurubara. He's running a table ball. But I use matcha if you can easily make legal, no big deal. But it very often happens, legal will not work. Meaning the Makalto, the Machbas, see how the dinner the Hepsin over there, and by that you can be made to the Magyo, the Machbas, without making evil. If it's a Ben Yomo, it's true, it don't want to be made. But if you have a Tezabola, follow the Basa Lachud, but the Basa came in when the Dana Ben Yomo couldn't make a Basa Bachala for Isa. Therefore you can make all this. Okay, that's the way the Daki Horror. Have to be checked. The checklist, even if I'm dealing with a separate level shayla, you have to realize that in dealing with a frying pan, you have to tie in this din in the Baruch Tashmisho, and the Eina Ben Yomo makes it into a Teva Bola, not a Yisuva Bola, so you can make over Hagol. What is this legal? What is legal?
That's
what
Shabbat
Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat Shabbat it's a cool that I'm having a good showing to the back end. They say you can hold it on your have a hold it on your face. So the more though you see is in Mahmoud. But you'll see my head of all eyes are not ready. I mean, they all see from Libun in it. How goes Libun? Libun is not there for costs. Listen carefully. Hagolah is clearly there for costs. The magic of Hagolah. That cooking something up in a pot of water takes it out and it's mutter, etc. That's clearly what Ramban says, Mikrash Polish Yisula, which is a concept. Meaning, as Gopal said, you go through this process, and if the Yisula is weakened, you don't worry about Yisula anymore. Legally, there's a mitzvah. And here, I think, there's a clear distinction. I don't need a Zera Sakosuri to be mutter something with legal. I need to get the custom to offer something to me. Because leaving the Mitzvahs, if I heat something up so high that it'll char, I can either get the custom to tell me that a thing that is burnt, Nisul Nakila tell it, that something which is off of the Alma doesn't have a off of Nisul. That's one of the axioms of Nisul. I see it right from the beginning. We know that Nisul Eta applies to Nabok HaNechal. Thing that is a Nechal loses Shemoka with no Shaima. Libun removes the Yisur. Hagolah weakens the Yisur. Therefore, Libun works all the time. There is no circumstance where Libun can't work, which means Ben Yomo and Ena Ben Yomo same thing. But Hagolah can't be much sure and Ena Ben Yomo. Ben Yomo, a bit of water, a bit of pasta, play with the other. I'm not going to get out of it, right? But if I have a pot which is Ena Ben Yomo, so it's a Tam Kogum. Tampoga does not declare to Asa. Right? It is also does not declare to Asa something else. Like in Tumu Vitaro, you have Posul and Tomei. Tomei is the Tamei Atenum, and Posul is
The Ibun doesn't depend upon anything special, no halakhic principle. It says that it ain't there, it ain't there. It says you break it up, it's not there. And we know that these special there, it's like possible to tell you, Asma also. Right? Otherwise, Asma is Musa. Maybe there's something in an Ibun, a special there, it's possible to teach you that Asma is also. But otherwise, everything that turns to Asa becomes Musa. And maybe you can kasha the Ibun, a double that is a bit of Asma. There is nothing that is not nirshal b'libun. That applies to kli cheres, that applies to kli mateches, or kli shetef, as we call it. Right? Everything is nirshal b'libun. And the Rabbanan said, kli cheres we worry about. Taishum dimapati. That's the Gemara in Sochit. And Afam on the day. What have we paid about kli cheres? Right. If he came off and I'm a level last summer than his name, why not fill it up with fire on the inside? Right? So we get your face, a panel, we're not worried about this. Right? Fight the mission of the party. We're afraid that he won't do a good job. He knows there's a danger of ruining his back, so he'll make a quickie leaving, and there's one of the pushes. I shouldn't do a party. What about what you all know, Hatole Idot Micheles, Sheniosi, you don't feel old? That's not a problem. Hatole Idot Micheles means when I have to come on to Twitter to get the Hagolas. I need bullying media to tell you what to do. By leaving, I didn't know bullying media to tell you what to do. That's the Matthias. Therefore, I'm only over, ship to my partner. Hatole Idot Micheles means the problem is a lot in Hagolas papers, meaning in mining, using water medium, using even a social problem. The only problem with Kli-Cheres is, I'm afraid you won't do a good job. Therefore, if you do a good job, no problem. Imagine Gumli, Shabbos on me, the guy who should be, he wants to go for broke, man of words, right? And he fills up the inside of the pot with charcoal, he likes the charcoal, and it's a vapor, it'll work and work. What do you have to lose? You have to break it anyway. Right? So it's broke. Comes on basis and brings down an important Gemara, a Lachla Meister. I told the Ida of the Hellish Ace and Dr. Oa, the Sivre Yishoga. Right? And says, and says, and Toma, hello, you're Timmy, the Dr. Oa. It's not true. I did eight to Shonas. You return it to the Kimu. You can be Masha, the Hellish. The result of that, I'm not the problem, but I didn't know the Shonas. Am I today, though, the Mikha Shishabelu? Why should you break the cable and actually cook Kapas and then so for the night so? Okay, so bring it back to the king. Mashana would be ashamed to show us your shalom. Because Teddy College made that it's a day there, right? To beautify your shalom, you can't have any kilns in your shalom, because the suits will settle around the laundry that the women hang outside, right? And therefore you, they didn't allow it. It was an ecological rule, zoning regulation, but they wouldn't allow to show us one. Menela, I have to take it outside the Shechayim. So it's, you can't be Yotzi Hut Lachomos, so you're stuck with it. Therefore, in the day, you got to break it. And here we see, but the Chayna Amada, our power of it, the Chayna Ela, our Kedei Ola, the Machai Selef, Allah, what do we show it? I say, Allah, our Shabbat, the Ela, the Chayna Amada, the Mali, Gumi, Shabbat, the Domit, you see, you can touch it with it. So the body corrects your notion that you can't touch it with heaven, and that's it. Of course you can. One of two ways, put it into the kiln, or show that you won't be high in the party, fill it up with charcoal, light the charcoal, and you can touch it. One of them says, no. Any other you can never touch it with heaven. Not with legal, not with anything. Why? There are questions, don't see the doctor. Even Shesiku Nasik, even Kodesh. She came dead. He had a show stones and no stones of Egyptian Nasik. He said, in principle, it's true. There's no way to catch a Kodesh. Ah, you tell me, Hamzor Egyptian. That's not catching a Kodesh. That's making a new Kodesh. That's recycling the Kodesh. Recycling, okay. We can break it, put it together again, fine. That's ready to show it. you need to fulfill the requirement of Yeshua. Why? Because Tony Kadosh is Bola time. That's not the Sheva Bola. That's why I go to the Hebrew. Right? There's a Tony Kadosh here. Why? Can you see it? If you return a Tedis, a Kriketis to the kiln, it softens. It becomes plastic again. The Mele, it lost its Shem Kli. That's what you do. You have to shove it up. Once you shove it, then it's shrunk on much already. There's no halakha. Once you shove it, you finish. Why? Like Ochel loses its Shem Ochel. It's no longer shy to talk about Iso Shebo. Likewise, the Kli Tedes, it lost its Shem Kli. Yisudim were given on Ochel, on Kli, on Adam, on Shivli Kaelin, and on Yisudim. The Mele, you return it to the kiln, and that's a lot of nice. Some of you people will be zotay to go into Rabbanus, and if you're really zotay, you'll have families that will yes Hashem be chayzer the children, and will want to kasher the dishes. You should know if someone has an expensive set of china, you know, they can throw it away. What's that when I set of china on here at anyway price? We have people with Rosenthal china throwing it all over the place. Not that it's not talking about Yeshiva dinner, I mean, the plate itself. Usually it's another plate, you can't take the plate home. this is $200 a plate, the plate costs $200, the plain dinner plate costs $200. You shove it and you shoot it, right? So you're master of the kitchen. There are companies that will do it. Among the feinschmeckers of our communities, they know those are sent from China every 2 years, they return it for reglazing. Buying from a department store that it serves for which you know that you can put enough money initially. Okay. They take it back, they smear on a little bit of that isinglass, that silicon liquid on there, they put it back in, and it takes away the knife marks. When you come in and you see a table set, the plate will glisten at you. That little knife mark, you can't see it, because the idea is to take the caliber. So in that kind of the doctor, the missus, so you send it back every 2 years for reglazing. When it goes back, it comes back powdered, kosher and powdered. So they put it in the kiln. They put it in the kiln every Shabbos usually, Friday before the invention. And then they put it into the kiln, and they turn the kiln off over Shabbos so that it needs about 36 hours to cool that kiln. And then they can take it out on Monday. There. This man is there. Many, many families have a kiln in their home. It's called a self-cleaning oven. Self-cleaning oven is our solar kitchen. The temperature is 900 plus, which is the average temperature of cheap pottery. Cheap pottery is made at low temperature, 900. Expensive pottery you call bone china, fine china. It's only finer china because it's closer to glass. It's more vitrified. The vitrification is a process that occurs through heating. The longer you heat, the more you melt the sand, the more you melt the feather, and it gets closer and closer to nishpach. When it's nishpach, it's glass. Before it's nishpach, it's feather, it's right away. That's why halakha l'maaseh to Pesach, with that makshir, tzfuchis shenisham shebo b'chamin, you don't want that makshir for Pesach. Why? Because there is the breathing feather. Breathing should be b'lei ol. So the makmir, the tonon, the transition of the tonon, the long time use, you have to need you at the social. But because it also really has the same starting material as Teres, if Tashmisho Bechamin, with makmir, we don't let you kasha at all for Tashmisho Bechamin. If Tashmisho Bechamin, we don't let you kasha for why? Because it's a kind of a shema, maybe they'll confuse it with. And if someone who knows how you make glass, will have a time in it. It's a solid material, so it will weaken the Easter of the three tenets. But halakha l'maaseh, you can kasher for Pesach, or the Easter of Lahetem, by putting stuff in your self-cleaning oven. That's true. A little shaila happens in the house, a dish gets great. Right? You stick it in the next cycle of the cleaning oven, you put it in. But here too, the same thing happens, the fun tadoshas. If you have a bunch of things to kasha, you put one on top of the other. All but the top one will maintain the shape. The other will bend. So you have 2 bowls in which the edge of the bowl comes down, so you have an excuse why you got the soup on your wrist. It deforms. Or even if the deformation occurs, the melting occurs, so put one on top of the other, the top one will change the shape of the bottom one. If you ever get involved, for the children, you go into a hobby store and buy racks. Those who do pottery, they sell racks. So you notice the bottom of a plate has three little pinchers on it. Turn any plate over, you see a few little nibs of hair stuck on it. That's where the tripod helps. In the big kiln, each one goes on the rack, but it has to be touched someplace. The touch of those points deform because the tripod touches at those points. And the self-cleaning of it, you put it on a rack, we've gone through the number of times, dozens of times in our community. I have a team that goes out to play the shooter team, and I'm getting them open. We've been very successful over the years. And what we do is we get a couple of months to make our own motion dishes. We distribute them among the team members. So in a week or two, the dishes come back kosher. So you do it yourself, you put like three or four dishes in an oven because let's keep only a single layer. You give it up to 20 women. Everybody does the oven once a week, once in 2 weeks. So we do it. It's about to the oven heats up to leave the temperature and stays there. Anyone that you haven't cooked in the oven, you realize how hot that is. It's a big feeder shape, allowing it to home use. When the oven opens, when it opens up already, the oven is too hot to put your hand in. It's not out of control. The principle mostly when it's very, very hot. But the blast of hot air from the oven will scorch your skin off. Very strange thing, they allow this into home use without any special protection. Okay? That's a little feeder, shalach alamaisa, and that way you can conduct yourself that way. There's no swara to be machmir, but I found the sheet is that one to be machmir, except some of my friends said they didn't hear this thing, but they didn't mind the Gemara in Pshatim or the Gemara in Avodah Zarah or the halacha there in Gemara in Zvachim in Dam Chatos with the Ein Kivshonas Bir Shaloya. Alright, now let's move to our definition. What is legal? What is legal? Now, remember, I know I said Rosh Hashanah last week, but I remind you of the Rosh I said last week. Ashiyadeya, right? Umakir, Uboki Ben. So you have to know how to do the author of application, how do you make it? Or, Halakha Lamaisa, how do you kasha your oven to Pesach? That's the easiest way to make sure you relate halakhas to life experience. That's when you remember it.
If Rosenthal's time was made at a much higher temperature than our stuff in the mountain, and we don't put any glaze on it, that's because I didn't sell it too, we don't put glaze on it, so how can we put the question?
But how it was made, like I said, that's not it. I mean, if they didn't eat their father while sitting in a kiln, that should be sure what happened, and even so. Although, I think the question is because, not a question, but I told you in classes, so we'll talk about it, before we go to class. So that's literally not how the dish was made, how the dish was used. Certainly the self-cleaning oven hotter than any steak was put on there. Yeah?
Yeah. Are there any applications
of Manya Gumri? Who? Manya Gumri. Yeah, you can do it. But you want to have a dish, you want to do a barbecue, you want to cover the charcoal, light the charcoal, come like a load. No problem. That's how they do it, that they used to do. Occasionally they still do, some of the newer residents in Muncie. Tasha their oven by putting it up with charcoal and lighting the charcoal. So you have, usually in a few hours, you have two reactions, one from hot solar and then one from hot water. Hot solar comes in from an oxide poisoning. And the fire department comes in from the back wall for the fire. Every week for paper, we have usually 8, 9, 10 fires in Muncie. Because some idiots, if I heard they got a kasha well, that low torch isn't good, we'll talk in a minute. This is the way to focus in what is legal. And also to raise a question on anyone who hopes to make legal on the ovens and the ovens in the Hilton and the walls of Astoria, so those were kasha, caterers come with the kasha, the kitchen, whether such a thing is really possible or necessary. That's really the way to get this hagol. One no Hilton hagol, and go to a hotel like the Granite and see how they prepare the hotel for Pesach. Two things will happen. One, you'll be impressed with the effort they make. Two, you'll let me get under it. Yeah.
Accepting your answer is deep question about the kiln. In fact, even if the oven is less than 900 degrees, even if it's not a self-cleaning oven at all, the fact is that the oven is hotter than they ever ate all.
Okay, look what happened. I'll tell you, getting that top of four. Go to the class. If it is something that is Kashmisho, that all has to be answered before. Yes, in this case, it's talking about something else. We're trying to establish a common tradition. So if he goes, and I'm going to read, I'm going to read it. I'm sorry, I didn't quite get my question. So you can start thinking. Remember, Chesedes, Hatoda, Heidah, Chesedes, and Yosef, Duffy, Rose. Therefore, Hatoda can't work, but the folks have a chance. Okay. Hatoda, but that takes care of all the other stupid questions people ask. Can you pass your plastic ware? The only answer to that is a tail. If it's not tail, it's a bottle cup hold. You have to think. Right? If it is tail, it's a total either. Plastic tail, not tail, of course you can pass it. What's the next shayla? Hashin and Dilma Paki. Plastics, and I know that some of them melt. You have dishwasher safe plastic to see advertised. Or you have dishwasher safe, but it must be on the top shelf, not the bottom shelf. Which means you cannot take a direct hit of hot water, it means water that comes on the evening between each shelf. And you know, Tashin is a party, that's a concussion. Right? If it is a dishwasher safe, so forth, it's stable, it's a kosher kashrut.
What's the feel of the length between the expensive china and kashrut, say, you know, $100 per set china?
Okay.
Okay.
No, the reason is very simple. That's all that's here involved.
Yeah.
So it's a cheap set. It comes over the house.
I mean, I think it would work for whatever.
Yeah. Well, but it would work for everything, of course. But in your own home, you're running a self-cleaning oven every week or two, and you have some shyness, you put it in, of course.
That's your old dinner, my company. The kitchen, the expensive china is required at 900 degrees Fahrenheit. And how good is it? If you've got food oven, which is only 900 degrees Fahrenheit, you can just see out the old kitchen.
Especially if it's part of that the second time. But you have to know how you make the china. How did that also be done? Kashi is measured by what, how big it also, not what made it.
Well,
here we can make the dish and asking the dish. If it's a tiny, we can make the after the dish at a higher temperature, is a lower temperature good. Even then would be good, because it goes to a class. The class is class of legal. I mentioned you, the man of Linda, I know I got a chance to mention you. If you go ahead and you went out on an outing and there was a soil. And you cook at the Yamamelis, and you cook on caves, and there things cook at 106, 108 degrees because it's deep in the level, and a lot of air pressure on top of it, so the boiling point of water is 108. Go to your shrine, the boiling point of water is only 96. Go a little bit higher than your shrine, go to the bush, which is about 600 feet higher than your shrine. It will bore almost down at 94 degrees. So therefore, you made a shayla a pot in Yamamelis, you can't kasha it in Gush. You have a right to have a relative to kasha it. Right? Doesn't work that way. Okay, both in classes.
But then why doesn't 600 degrees work for the oven?
Oh, that's good. I guess you're talking about the problem. Now, I assume you're heading for that question. Here, Donald Trump gave it away. Put a kadosh for the class. Right? The reason why it works, the three titles works, is because a new baby happened. So I designed it for you. I fulfilled the requirements of the third of Yishoka. He said, Yishoka, I worked, I did break. Right? Now the time comes, I told him, but even as Mitzius. Right? So why shouldn't, all I should be looking for is how does we even get out to eat till Shabbatot? That's the whole thing. And look, I can show you that even maybe we'll work on less. Or wouldn't. And here you have a simple Friday. You mean that why you have to be an observant Jew? Why do those idiots make a cleaning oven something that works at 900? Don't they know it's cheaper to work at 600? Or didn't they know that your mother had an oven all her years that went up to 550? And it got worse and worse, and it got cheaper. So what happened? Right? Your mother, if she spilled something in the oven before it gets very hot, she put something in, and it spills out from her hand, she quickly wipes it up. But then she knows that she lets it go through the baking process, the roasting process, and the impossible cleanup. Why? I can't, but hotter it is, the heater, the 550 doesn't work. That's what I mean by being an observant. I said in my book, I'm so much, I told you, but yeah, Hashem, he saw with us. I broke it ahead to someone who turns around to see what's happening in the world about it. It's very clear you get the trailer that way. So 550 knows nothing. Like 900 or something, that's how they went into business. So, whole pieces, you're still cleaning oven for 900. Now the question is, must it be 900? How about 800 in the bargain meal? Is it good? So they have people training, they have a lot of shopping in Orchard Street. I know 900, maybe 50, maybe 750. Hey, what's up? Now we fall into the category of Cleveland car leading pressure. Let me say, there's so many people who try to rent our office, but you don't make the most important initial commitment to make our office fit the life that you live. That's the only way we remember our office. Otherwise, it's miyagea. You gotta make your office flow and flow of principles. Principles develop from deductive reason. You get a deducer principle from what you see about it. So you may just don't see.
Kalim Shemishamshin Behem. Are they all? We've been talking about Dalit, we've read it for you before. Kashkudi Makhlos. Zichen Libut. Valibun Hu. Achiyu Nitotos Nitotin Mehem. If you look in the Shitas Rishonim, on the Rishonim especially,
or the Rishonim and the Rishonim, they have another Losh. Achetotin Kimposa. Now you understand. I pray them didn't understand it that way. Why did the mother want to be in the family of Hashkoda Tati to be the whole group is? Because if you went into it, we would stop partially anything that Taylor has accepted. The Hebrew would be happy when you come to the family. If we would in the halakha, then you need to get posture to be possible, and that may be part of that part of their also, then you would be a then I don't use my logic to move the first of all up. As the author says, do you meet them? Christ comes and pays it. Because it's called Menachem, you got a kashrut from Nevisu. And this Isu obviously is not easily measurable. It's quantitative. It's quantitative. And I think, yet I said that Benyomo was also there for Kosovo. It's also for Kosovo as well, so I said it's part of them. Normally, from Kosovo is what? A Benyomo part. If I'm making Libun, you see, you take off the top surface. And that may very well be the same question as the total because it may be a bunch of you. It is not a machokas who sheets. But when they told us we taught them in the room, when you have such a thing, take a piece of raw iron, the only way you'll see it, hold it in the flame of the flame. If you have at home the furniture or raw iron that's all the time, take off that home, you see what happens. At some point, it gets a spark. And it's like sparkles. And then what's happening there is pieces of iron of great wool, fine wool, a butterfly iron. Indeed, you hold it long enough, you really remove it. It's not certain. That should be tough, it's tough, and it's mummish. I should touch it because it's a tiny latch. If that's the shield, then the fact that our methods don't do that, and I'm using raw iron, I'm using stainless steel, doesn't do it. It makes nothing different. We'll do it, but not in any temperature that you need. Possibly produce in the home environment, you need a smoking oven from a steel mill, right? Then you can't crush it. And somehow, we are claiming, disregarded what seems to be nor the sheep is ignorant, and came to a logical conclusion, which is easily defensible, and that it's not a deus ex machina, that legal must be made in a certain way. So they looked upon it as, well, that's a valid shear. How do you know your cook has hid it long enough that everything in there should be destroyed, that you're not now removing the Easter? You're leaving the Easter there, but you're converting it to poco, cuyumano, you're converting it to charcoal inside. The shear is actually something something. Comes along the earliest and goes on another shear. And I think what they meant to say is, by putting the gospel on there, right, then the metal starts jumping off. But somehow came down, that's I think the real start of the research. Nevertheless, came down a lot of money, the mice already come among our one, etc. And cash this not means the cash itself, quickly cash is fine. So if we get tiny enough cash is fine. There you see no idea. What I'm looking for, if you need it high enough for the research of all to be this fast, I check it. If I put a piece of cash, which is much bigger, thicker than any piece of Malua, so the finer the subdivision, the quicker it burns. Our cash finish, but how thin the cash is, it's going to be bigger than a piece of Malia, a piece of Malia system. But this cash is higher, like Ramadan and Badai, the piece of Malua, so the sort of over from force fire, and therefore, it's a little bit. The quickest way to see it is going in the Kayoda, my book is passed out to my brother Taylor. He records, but in Halakha light, or to trace them back to the sources, not so easy on this one. He defines legal in two ways. There's legal power and legal motion. And question into the Lashayas, I think in the Mishnah Lashayas, that those who speak about passionists have to talk about legal power. Those who talk about the socially customer manner are talking about legal question. Where do you need legal power? Where do you need legal question? Whenever you're a certain body, you need legal or not, you use legal power. You have a body that needs legal, that needs legal question. So, also, Trisha, Hokta, Trisha, so suffered in your mind, you should make legal power, you make legal or Angola, right? You have a sheep with a whole Angola. Oh, but then you have to make legal power on the exit. Well, a sheep is. You take a sheet of a bumble and you do a legal power. So therefore, or pentak on Russia, raise your hole like you sheet the hole to tear the bottom, then you can use legal power. If your hole, however, the promise is called the Sulabala, then you need legal pressure. What legal power, what legal pressure? How often my direction? Legal pressure is above 880, close to 900. Why? So that's the shield that matches up over the problem. At 900, draw line against. And therefore, we know Badai, that's the shield, right? We also, that matches the shield of Kishan, and we know that's Badai Ligud, right? Well, it's to make a point for Dasha Sankhita. But the best test is that 900 raw iron against the spark, right? And then so that the two muscles remove that. And Badai is passion this up, but you slow through the box up and attempt to do it. Why? Because it's hard, it's exactly right, like five many times. But depends on what you're using for cash. Newspaper, or from a room, like a cash or from a store room. Anyway, it's clearly in the range above 700. And indeed, it is not possible without an associating of it to get to a shield above 550, 600. Anyway, it will be something like a matbas. You want a cash or something like a matbas, a prime time, there you can check me with how. Maybe you just don't get a chance before we finish to show the boys and to see the soap in your eyes and how not so easy it is to reach the temperature of passion is. And I have it on the nice heating oven with the control temperature. You see, it doesn't happen to be. After the upside temperature, you need a lot of and the seed is going out to the room where we use it. You don't have a kiln in the closed area and so on. Not so easy to reach that market. And if you check it with Kashmir's house, you'll see that it takes a heck of a lot more heat than Mala Mashiya allows himself when he hashes from the face of Mashiya. The idea of using a blowtorch in Kasha has been one of the hoaxes of the Kasha's world. And the answer for you not observing Jews, they're certainly not observing Jews. Figure out what you're doing. Have a big oven and use a blowtorch. Maybe do it in their own home. And I read that temperature, set up a moving house, 700 degrees. What do you think is going to happen in that oven after you have 1 square, 2 square, 5 square, 10 squares, and you need it to 700. What would be the temperature in the oven? And you put your hand in there behind with a kerosene tube. Blowtorch, what are you going to happen? Well, you've got the blowtorch, it'll be hot. Blowtorch will explode. The entire room will go.
It's not physically possible. It's not unstable. How are you going to heat an oven to 700 right in heat to the chicken box? Unless you make vegan over a 2 week period. Take your oven, mark it in squares, take a little vegan until it gets warm from the inside and go home. Not stop. That's how you're going to cash it, the oven by the caterer. So it's all from the story. Every time I have a close wedding, they have closed the hotel for 2 weeks so that you cash the oven. Instead, they come in 2 hours earlier and they cash it earlier. They use a blowtorch. For what? How? Unless you're going to possibly let the reading the show move, you have a chance to talk. That may be possible to pass your other foolish department. But you can't play games. People you can't have them. That's too sick of us. There's no way a bus of a dog can make people on an oven if you use the blowtorch. Some of the caterers use a flamethrower, an army flamethrower. So I checked out, nobody lets them use it anymore. Years a week, 2 years a week. But these hotels are not allowed to use. Why? Well, everybody's outdated their equipment, and most ovens are no longer a hunk of an oven with a heat source. They have controls, timers, and so on. What if they have to the wires in these ovens? They're insulated in 10 up to 550, they're going into the 900, everything else is up. This is the thing that no one stops to think about. It's not so easy. Make people in the piece of it. That's not as much easier. That's what you thought you could have a sheet instead of a table. Table on high.
That's what some shame. You could hang your toilet on their head.
But what do you do? A piece of the head, you have no sheet to set on. No, that's right.
Okay, I need your input a little bit. You have no time, but you're short. And you see this, there's a lot. And I thought it would take up all our but if I say every year that I'm still here, the other thing we're doing is make us go on into the vision. So next week, we can do our volunteer, and I'll be short. Then you can do that payment, and I think we can do it in the following week. Okay?
Sure.